Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be doing a guided meditation, Trusting Your River. Before we get into it, a quick shout out to new listeners in Ashburn, Virginia. Thank you for this connection. My old stomping grounds up there. I hope everything is fabulous in Ashburn today. We hope you enjoy this guided meditation. For our focus, welcome. This meditation supports the stage one task of trusting the river of your life, or the divine, to take you where you need to be. It can be hard to trust your river because no life is without some measure of sadness, struggle, or pain. There will be loss. There will be lessons. And we can't see around the corner. This is true. The key to trusting your river or the divine is in recognizing what you can influence and what you cannot. We must let go of what we cannot influence and focus on what we can do, what we can change, and what we can affect. This meditation will support understanding the difference between what we can and cannot influence and letting go of the rest. It will support peacefully and joyously flowing in your river as it takes you where you need to be. So take a moment to get comfortable. You can sit or stand or lay down. It doesn't matter. You'll want to close your eyes for this journey because it's very internal and very visualization based, but do what works for you. Take a slow, deep breath and let it out like a sigh of relief. Be at peace. You are here now. Take another slow, deep breath, and this time, send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here now. Pause and repeat these breaths until you feel relaxed and at peace. We begin. Imagine that you're standing in the middle of a wide, calm river. The water is about waist high. The current is mild. It flows around you like it flows around the stones and rocks it encounters. You touch your hands to the surface. The water is the perfect temperature. The banks of the river are low, sloping, and covered in a lush green grass. Beautiful trees dip down to shade the sides of the river. This is the river of your life. It has brought you to a beautiful and peaceful place. You can walk around exploring all the parts of the river, the sides, the plants, the rocks. You enjoy the sun and the shade. You feel gratitude for this peaceful place. Slowly, the current starts to build a bit. It is becoming stronger, and perhaps the river is starting to push you forward. It's a bit more peaceful towards the sides, but so much harder to move forward there. You can move forward quickly in the middle, but the current is swift and a bit frightening. You worry that if you let go into the rapid current in the middle, you might never make it back to the peaceful shorelines. You miss the calm, peaceful place you were before. But you seem to have no choice. But you do have a choice. You can choose to let go and flow with the now mighty current in the middle. Or you can cling, unchanging and frightened, to the banks. You always have a choice. What will it be? You decide to let go into the middle. At first, this is scary. The water is swift. Things are changing rapidly in the scenery all around you. But you notice, you are always above water. You can breathe just fine. You breathe deeply, knowing this breath is yours. This body is yours. This river, too, is yours. You ask the river to take you somewhere peaceful and joyous. You relax into the water's supportive and reliable cradle. It is carrying you where you need to be. You let go. The river carries you. You trust that it will take you where you need to be. You start to enjoy the ride. Uncertainty becomes the promise of new and exciting things. The unknown makes room for the big and amazing. You cannot see around the corner, but you trust it is where you need to be. You feel gratitude for the journey. You flow with your river. You round the corner as the river deposits you in the most beautiful, calm pool. It is peaceful. It is more peaceful than the one before. It is more beautiful than the one before. It is exactly where you need to be. You feel gratitude for the journey. And the journey has changed you. Now you know that when the current is mild, your influence is absolute. And when the current is swift, joy is quickly found in letting go. Can you feel the current of your river right now? Is it swift or is it calm? Is it time to influence and explore? Or is it time to let go and flow? When you're ready, bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Notice how you feel. Take this feeling with you and return to it anytime you like. When you are struggling against your river, use this to parse out what you can influence and what you cannot. Let go and focus on what is yours to affect. And when the time is right, to affect it. Trust in your river or the divine to handle the rest. I think this meditation is really fitting for times that can seem incredibly tumultuous. The worst thing in the world is to feel powerless. It's a terrible feeling. It's one thing to feel afraid. It's another to feel like you're afraid and there's nothing you can do. But you're never powerless. There is always some part of your river that is calm. So in this meditation, we had a visualization of this river, and the current in the middle can get very swift. But the current on the sides is very peaceful. And in the peaceful currents is where you can move around, you have influence, you can explore things, you can influence things. And so there are times when the current in the middle of your life is, you can think of this as your external world, is incredibly swift. Rapid changes. This can be scary, or you can see it as exciting. I'll leave it to you to choose. But your internal world is always your place of peace and the place where you have that total influence. So you are never powerless. There is always something you can do internally, perhaps, externally, perhaps, but something. You can choose the emotion that you're going to operate from. You can choose your next action, and you can choose to let go of what anybody else may be choosing for themselves. You are free to be you. They are free to be them. And there are times when we must simply let go into the change, let go into the unknown, let go into the rapid transformations that happen in our lives. More so internally, but sometimes externally. I hope this will be helpful to you today. We have been toying with something new and recording podcasts while being up in a room on Clubhouse. If you're on Clubhouse, you can follow me at Catherine Colleen. You'll find me there. You'll recognize the photo and the description and such. And when I'm recording, I'll start up a room, so catch me on there. I'll try to warn you ahead of time when it's coming. Sign up for the email list so you can send in your questions directly or catch me on Clubhouse and we can chat live. Thanks for joining me this time. And as always, I'm wishing you Purna Asati. complete connection.